On 3 days in the middle of the month, the Orpheum Theater will be showing the English language debut from Korean director Park Chan-wook, titled Stoker. Park has previously been best known for his Vengeance trilogy, and specifically for the extraordinary 2003 mystery thriller Old Boy. Stoker is similarly dark in tone, if not in content, as it follows a teenage girl who becomes fascinated with her mysterious uncle Charlie, who appears after the girl's father dies in a car accident. Violence, murder, and sadism ensue, and it's probably best not to say much more, as either you already know this movie isn't for you, or if it might be, you won't want to know too much going in. Stoker plays on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Of course, the Orpheum is also continuing to barrel through the Harry Potter series, with Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix this coming Monday, which introduces the fantastic villain Dolores Umbridge, and then Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince follows on Monday the 15th, setting us up for the two-part finale later in the month. Both movies play at 6 o'clock on their respective days. And then the Murdoch Theater seems to be slowly getting back into screenings, this time with the documentary The United States of Autism, in which a man spends a month and a half traveling across the country in search of answers for why his child has autism and what that means for their lives. The movie found funding through various grants and internet campaigns, including $10,000 through Kickstarter, and The United States of Autism plays Thursday the 11th at 7:15 at the Murdoch. And you can find screening info and trailers for the movies mentioned here on the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.